Welcome to your Friday. It's now time to speak with Alice Reese, the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald-Banner. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Scott.
Let's talk first about the comedy Men in Black 3. They're doing a third one here. Is it successful?
Yes, and it's a surprise because the second one, I recommend that everybody neuralize themselves, if you know what they're doing, that, of the memories of the second one, which was so short. It was like 1 hour and 5 minutes, and it was just basically a rehash of the first. Now, that was 10 years ago, so there's a whole new audience for this one,
yeah.
But it returns to the really outlandish comedy that worked so well in the first one.
Okay. Will Smith, Tommy Lee Jones is back, and how's he doing for, somebody that's getting up there?
Well, Tommy Lee Jones is not in it as much,
yeah.
Because they do play Agents J and K,
mm-hmm.
And as Agent K, Tommy Lee Jones, they have to do a younger version of them. This is about going back of him.
Yep.
They go back in time, and Josh Brolin portrays the young Tommy Lee, and he is fantastic. They work together on No Country for Old Men, and somehow Brolin can just do an uncanny imitation of Tommy Lee Jones.
It seemed that way in the previews. That's good, yeah. So
and
he's got the voice down and everything.
Yes, and all the gestures and the whole, it's the great, the West Texas accent's right there. It's perfect. This time they have to contend with this character, now a new character called Boris the Animal, who always corrects everybody and says it's just Boris, it's not Boris the Animal. And he is one-armed and sharp-toothed, and he is in a prison, the maximum security prison that happens to be the Lunar Max, which is on the moon. He escapes from this prison somehow and travels back to Earth and is trying to change what happened to him in the past. So there's this whole time travel thing that has to happen. And Will Smith travels back to 1969, where he encounters Andy Warhol and goes to Cape Canaveral and does all kinds of things from that period of time. And it's in 3D, and the 3D really works. Very, very effective. Good use for wearing the glasses. Most of the time, it's not that strong.
It's probably good for when all, the aliens get blown up and all the slime goes all over the place, right?
And they have the sweet, cuddly aliens, or the, the comic ones,
yeah.
And then they have the menacing, terrible ones. And they've really outdone themselves. And that Rick Baker, who's this monster makeup artist, really, again, just does a magnificent job.
So not a lot of it's in CG for some of these monsters?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. So,
okay.
Of course. Yeah, that too. I gave credit in my review to Rick Baker and the CG people. Yes, of course. There's a goldfish, a tiny goldfish that turns into this, some big blubber thing about the size of a whale. So, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but I am amazed at how they can still do it without CG sometimes.
Yeah, well, there's the creature makeup. The guy who plays, the actor, Jermaine Clement, who plays the Boris, I saw a thing on television where they showed him. It took like 6 hours to put the makeup on him.
Oh, boy.
For his character.
Okay, so Men in Black 3, so just like you said, neuralize yourself from the second one, remember the first, and you'll be happy with the third.
That's correct.
Okay.
That is right. You've got it.
My Way, let's talk about that movie.
This is the most expensive movie ever made in Korea, and I got to meet the director who came here for the Dallas International Film Festival, and his movie won Best Narrative Feature there. It is a long movie, 143 minutes. But it's phenomenal, big epic, based on a somewhat of a true event. There was a picture that he came in, the director came in contact with, of a Korean man who was in a German uniform on D-Day. And that made him go back and craft this story whereby a Korean gets conscripted into the Japanese army. Then from there, he is captured by the Soviets, and he becomes, and then ends up in the Soviets in a battle, lose, and he gets into a German uniform.
Sounds hard to follow.
No, it's really not
okay.
It's long and it's complicated,
gotcha.
But it's logical. And the Koreans have never had such a big movie, which is they recreate D-Day, and they actually use Latvia for it looks exactly like the Normandy coast, but it's very well done.
Will it be a wide release?
No, it's more art house, but it has been, I said, a winner at festivals and available in many cities. It'll be out on video fairly soon, though.
That reminds me, I don't know if you want to deviate for a second, but the Cannes Film Festival is underway. Is that right in France now?
Yes.
Are you up to speed with some of the movies there? Would you like to talk about those?
Well, yes, they have started. Yes, there's already been a couple of controversies. I keep up more with the gossip, I guess.
Okay. Well, maybe we can, if you want to recap that later, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
Not a problem. All right, well, this one looks a bit scary. I don't know if it, I guess, gave you goosebumps or not, Alice, but Chernobyl Diaries.
I didn't actually see it. It was screened just last night, too late for critics. But because it's opening in Greenville, it's Chernobyl Diaries, I thought I should mention. I did watch several previews of it, and it is kind of far-fetched. Some tourists, I guess they just don't have enough places to go, so they decide to go on this extreme tourism tour, which includes Chernobyl, the city of the worst nuclear disaster that ever happened. It's been abandoned since 1986. Well, they go there, and of course things happen. You know, there's going to be some ghosts, some scary things. And they're expecting this for, it's coming out for the fairly wide release for the Memorial Day weekend, so.
A kind of an odd time for a movie like that?
Kind of funny, yes. It looks, it's done by the writer and director of A Paranormal Activity, so I think there's some hope for it because of that.
You liked that movie?
Well, I wouldn't say I liked it. I appreciated it. It was a huge success.
Okay. Well, that's what we have, and maybe we can talk later about the Cannes Festival and what transpired from that. Any gossip that you hear of, I guess, you could inform us of, Alice. Thank you very much, as always, for joining us this week.
Okay, thank you.
Alice Reese is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald-Banner and kind enough to share her time with us each Friday at this time. Stay with us. Your local newscast is next.